Hello. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 6th. From Capitol coverage, in the wake of deadly shootings in Texas and Ohio, President Trump is calling for a form of gun control that has sparked opposition from Republicans in Colorado. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
Democrats passed a so-called red flag bill during this legislative session. It will allow police to take guns away from people who pose a threat to themselves or others. Representative Alec Garnett says Trump's endorsement will make it easier to defend against recall efforts and a lawsuit.
I think it will dampen some of the manufactured opposition that we have seen, because it's just another example of the widespread support that this concept has nationwide.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says he is working on a bill that would use federal money to encourage states to adopt extreme risk protection order laws. Colorado's extreme risk protection order law takes effect in January. I'm Scott Franz.
The gym at the Paonia Energy Tech building was transformed into a dental clinic last Saturday. Remote Area Medical Clinic, a nonprofit organization out of Tennessee that provides free medical, vision, and dental health care services for the uninsured and underserved, set up shop last Saturday and Sunday to serve the residents of the North Fork Valley. Residents could get a medical checkup, a vision test, including new glasses that were made right there on site, and dental procedures like teeth cleaning and fillings, all at no cost. RAM was founded in 1985. Since then, it has provided health care to over 700,000 men, women, and children. The traveling clinic went to 15 different states and 3 different countries last year. KVNF News was there this weekend to get the story about this unique service provider. We interviewed a volunteer dentist who considers working for RAM to be a calling.
Hey, my name is Dr. Bob Meyer. I'm a general dentist that has redirected his life to doing missions full time. So I was in the Army 32 years, and then I was in private practice 17. And in the last 30 years, we've been doing missions around the world. And RAM is one of those great organizations that's helping people, not only in America, but in other countries around the world, with dental and medical and eyeglass needs.
How long have you been a doctor here at RAM?
This is my first time with RAM, but I've been doing portable mission trips around the world for the last 30 years, and then I also run the restorative section of what we call Colorado Mission of Mercy, which is a large clinic, 150-plus chair clinic that we do every year in Colorado to help the poor in Colorado, and we move it around every year.
So you're based in Colorado. Do you live here?
I live in Colorado Springs. Retired out of the Army at Fort Carson and then went into private practice there, and we live in Colorado Springs. But this is the first time RAM has actually been to Colorado. So it was my first opportunity to work with RAM, and they're doing a great job here.
Well, as you look around here in the auditorium, and what stands out in your eyes, why do you think this is special?
Well, this is special because a lot of these people don't have an opportunity to get to dentistry. It's too expensive, or in most cases, for them to come and do dentistry. And my understanding is that the community asked for RAM to come here, and this is why they're here, and it's the first time they've come to Colorado.
Doing your ministry over the years, what do you think is the biggest need that you've seen from people?
Well, dental need is huge all over the world. Most of the world doesn't have dentistry, and they don't have safety nets like we do in America. But even if we have safety nets, like an operating room that somebody can go to, they're not getting treatment in the operating rooms. So people think that America is rich and the people don't have dental problems, but there's dental problems everywhere. And here's no different than around the world. Almost every state has areas that are very affluent in the cities and the metropolitan areas, but this is like Appalachia of the Rockies here, because there's not much dental care here and people are in need and they're in pain and they can't afford dentistry, so they go without and they go in pain, and we're able to help solve that problem.
And please stay tuned to KVNF for more on this story in tonight's Local Motion. We'll have our in-depth report on our trip to the remote area medical clinic with more interviews and coverage from the event last weekend. That's Local Motion, tonight on KVNF at 6 p.m. As we've reported here on the regional newscast, Paonia Town Administrator Ken Knight was placed on paid administrative leave last week after town trustees voted to move on without him. That makes 5 town administrators for the town of Paonia in the past 6 years. Now, there's news out of Grand Junction that indicates Paonia is not alone when it comes to problems with administrators on the Western Slope. Mesa County has had 3 county administrators since 2013. The current administrator just left. Jody Peterson from KVNF News has a brief story based on reporting from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel.
Mesa County Administrator Frank Whidden has resigned. He handed in a letter of resignation last Thursday, stating that he would be leaving immediately to pursue other opportunities. Whidden had worked for Mesa County since 2011 and became county administrator in 2014. According to the Grand Junction Sentinel, Whidden had been on paid leave for 2 months for reasons that county officials would describe only as a personnel matter. Last year, Whidden was named in an age discrimination lawsuit filed against the county in federal court. That lawsuit claimed that he had laid off 6 staffers in 2016 because of their age. No staffers under the age of 40 were laid off. It isn't known, however, if Whidden's resignation was related to that lawsuit. Whidden had received a 37% pay increase last year, according to the Grand Junction Sentinel, and was earning $180,000 a year. He is now the 3rd Mesa County Administrator in a row to resign suddenly. The interim county administrator is Pete Bayer, the Deputy Administrator for Operations and Public Works. The Board of County Commissioners is making plans for replacing Whidden. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
And finally today, from the Montrose Daily Press, 2 cases of vesicular stomatitis have been confirmed in Montrose County, according to the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Vesicular stomatitis, or VSV, is a viral disease primarily affecting horses and cattle, but also sometimes swine, sheep, goats, llamas, and alpacas. In addition to Montrose County, VSV has been confirmed in 13 other Colorado counties, including Delta and Mesa counties on the Western Slope. All VSV cases are important for the epidemiology and management of this outbreak and must be reported to the state veterinarian's office. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 6th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.